This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, bonds, as Kimberly was talking about. All the money that's been coming out of stocks the past couple of days has to go someplace, right? And we are not at the stuff it under your mattress point by a long shot yet. So what's happening is that a lot of money is going into bonds. U.S. Treasuries, federal government debt, are considered essentially risk-free. So investors park their cash there. They get a bit of interest, not a lot, but a bit. And they sleep easy, knowing that their money is going to be safe and sound. There has been a dip in bond yields, the return or interest that investors get on their money, as all that money has gone into treasuries the past couple of days. But overall, bond yields have been rising pretty steadily the past couple of months. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson tells us why and why it matters.
If you bought a 10-year treasury bond today, the yield, aka the return on that bond, would be about 2.8%. That's up from about 2.1% back in September, which I know doesn't sound like a big increase, but it shows investors want to get more interest in order to loan the government their money. And why is that?
The economic conditions in the United States are improving.
Brian Nick is chief investment strategist for Nuveen, which manages assets worth about $970 billion.
The outlook for growth has improved, and believe it or not, the outlook for inflation is also improving.
Because if people and companies are making more money, they may spend more and prices will rise. So investors are expecting that inflation will also rise.
If inflation goes up, it erodes the value of the cash that you're getting in those interest payments.
So Kathy Jones, chief fixed income strategist at Charles Schwab, says investors want higher interest to compensate for rising inflation. Now, add into this that the government is going to be issuing a lot more bonds this year than it did last year. One reason, to pay for recent tax cuts. Torsten Slok is chief international economist at Deutsche Bank.
The total amount of issuance in treasuries in 2017 was around $600 billion. And in 2019, that's going to basically roughly double. Then, of course, this opens up the very important question, who's going to buy all these treasuries?
To tempt investors to buy, the government has to sweeten the deal, offering them better returns. And because treasury rates are the base for lots of other interest rates, that could mean more expensive borrowing for consumers who want to buy a house or a car. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.